Hello, I'm your host, David Larson, and this is your local radio. Every Sunday, we put the spotlight on how to do anything, and today, the focus is learning to ride a bicycle. Well, many adults never got the chance, and many kids want to learn. You can learn this anytime. All that it requires is preparation, technique, and a little falling. But anyone can learn how to ride a bicycle. So, after getting a bicycle, what is the first thing that you must do? Find a suitable location. Starting off on grass or smooth gravel helps, since falls there hurt less. These surfaces make balancing and pedaling harder though. However, if you plan on practicing balance and pedaling on hills, find locations with gentle slopes. And also, don't forget to check your local laws to see if it is legal to ride on sidewalks or other paths. Second, wear riding clothing. Avoid baggy pants and long skirts. These may get caught in the gears and tires. You should also avoid open-toed shoes. These leave your feet exposed to the bike and ground. Third, always wear a helmet. You never know when an accident will happen. A broken bone can usually be fixed, but head trauma, common in bicycle accidents, leaves a lasting impact. Also, some areas have laws requiring riders to wear helmets. Fourth, go out during the day instead of going out at night. Now, how should you mount a bike? Begin on a flat surface. Flat surfaces such as a driveway, sidewalk, quiet road or park trail are stable. There are no slopes, so the falls are shorter. You will have an easier time balancing and coming to a stop. You should even lower the bike seat so that both your feet touch the ground when you sit on it. Find out how the brakes work on the bicycle. Become familiar with the brakes on your bicycle. Once you are ready, plant one foot on the ground. It doesn't matter which side you choose, but your dominant side will feel more natural. Having feet on the ground prevents the bike from toppling while you acclimatize. Maintain your weight in the center of the bike, evenly distributed between your left and right sides. Sit up straight instead of leaning. Now you are ready to move. Start gliding. Rather than pedal, push yourself off by foot. Tuck your feet upwards and onto the pedals. While in motion, maintain the bike's balance as long as you can. Once you feel the bike beginning to tip, catch it by putting one foot to the ground, then push off again. And don't forget to keep your eyes straight ahead. When you look at obstacles, your bike heads towards them. Concentrate on looking towards where you want the bike to go. It takes some practice to avoid distractions from road hazards or other sights. Well, now you can start pedaling. Start with one foot on the ground. Your other foot should be flat on a pedal, pointed upwards. Push off. Put that foot on the other pedal and go. Keep going as long as you can maintain balance. Okay, after cycling for some time, how should you dismount? Don't stop by foot. A better practice is to stop by using the brakes. Stop pedaling, shift your weight onto the lowest pedal and squeeze both handbrakes if the bike has them. Once the bike has stopped, raise yourself a little and step off onto the ground. Next week, we'll learn how to...